Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. This is text number 28. Nunam Vrajasya Hutan Dineshvara. Nunam Vratasna Hutan Dineshvara. Samarchito yasya grihita panibi. Samarchito yasya grihita panibi. Pibanti yasakya daram ritam muhur. Vibhanti yasakya yajamritamahur Rajasriya samumuhur yadashtrayaha Rajasriya samumuhur yadashtrayaha Nunam vratasthana hutan dineshvaha. Samarchito yasya grihita panibhi. Pibanti yasakya haram ritam muhur. Vrajastriya samumuhur yadashtrayaha. Nunam vratasthana huta dineshrayaha. Samarchito yasya grihita panibhi. Pibanti yatsakya haram ritam muhur. Vrajastriya samamuhur yadashrayaha. Someone else, please. Nam pratasana hutadineshra. Samarjito yasya grihita panibhi. Vivanti yasya kya virati tam mihur. Rajastriya samuryad ashraya. Ladies, please. Nunam vratasthana vidyashara. Nunam, certainly in the previous birth. Vrata, vow. Snana, bath. Huta, sacrifice in the fire. Adina, by all these. Ishvara, the personality of Godhead. Samarchita, perfectly worshipped. He, certainly. Asya, his. Grihita panibhi, by the married wives. Pibanti, relishes. Ya, those who. Saki, O friend. Adara amritam, the nectar from his lips. Muhu, again and again. Vrajastriya, the damsels of Vraja Bhumi. Samu Muhu, often fainted. Yad Ashraya, expecting to be favored in that way. Translation, O friends, just think of his wives, whose hands he has accepted. How they must have undergone vows, baths, fire sacrifices, and perfect worship of the Lord of the universe to constantly relish now the nectar from his lips by kissing. The damsels of Rajabhumi would often faint just by expecting such favors. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Religious rites prescribed in the scriptures are meant to purify the mundane qualities of the conditioned souls to enable them to be gradually promoted to the stage of rendering transcendental service unto the Supreme Lord. Attainment of this stage of pure spiritual life is the highest perfection, and this stage is called Svarupa, or the factual identity of the living being. Liberation means renovation of this stage of Svarupa. In that perfect stage of Svarupa, the living being is established in five phases of loving service, one of which is the stage of Madhurya Rasa, or the humor of conjugal love. The Lord is also perfect in himself, and thus he has no hankering for himself. He, however, becomes a master, a friend, a son, or a husband to fulfill the intense love of the devotee concerned. Herein, two classes of devotees of the Lord are mentioned in the stage of conjugal love. One is Svakiya, and the other is Parakiya. Both of them are in conjugal love with the personality of Godhead Krishna. The queens of Dwarka are Svarakiya, or duly married wives. But the damsels of Vraja were young friends of the Lord while he was unmarried. The Lord stayed in Vrindavan till the age of 16, and his family relations with the neighboring... The Lord stayed at Vrindavan till the age of 16, and his friendly relations with the neighboring girls were in terms of parakeet. These girls, as well as the queens, underwent severe penances by taking vows, bathing, and offering sacrifices in the fire, as prescribed in the scriptures. The rites, as they are not an end in themselves, nor fruit of action, culture of knowledge, or perfection in mystic powers ends in themselves. They are all means to attain the highest stage of Sarupa, to render constitutional, transcendental service to the Lord. Each and every living being has his individual position in one of the above-mentioned five kinds of reciprocating means with the Lord. And in one's pure spiritual form of Swarupa, the relation becomes manifest without mundane affinity. The kissing of the Lord, either by his wives or his young girlfriends, who aspired to have the Lord as their fiancé, is not any mundane perverted quality. And such things have been mundane. Had such things been mundane, a liberated soul like Sukadev would not have taken the trouble to relish them, nor would Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been inclined to participate in those subjects after renouncing worldly life. The stage is earned after many lives of penance. Om Gyana Tamanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So as we know, the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, in the process of Krishna consciousness, he's giving his teachings and the way to purify our consciousness so we can see things in a different way. We can see things as they are. Not through mental speculation, not through our distorted vision, our filters. We see things a certain way in the material world, and we think this is reality, but in fact, they're not reality. As for those of us who have been in Krishna consciousness and coming to Krishna consciousness for so many years, we see that our vision has changed. Our vision is changing, and it will continue to change. Even those of us who are here for the first few months of their lives, you'll see that since you came to the temple and now had the wonderful opportunity to hear Srila Prabhupada's teachings, to read his books, to chant the Maha Mantra, to associate with devotees, to come to kirtan, we start to feel that bliss. And every so often, Krishna really gives us the bliss of Krishna consciousness. We can really feel it, although it's just a very minute drop of what the real nectar is that for which we're always anxious. So this human life is meant for austerity. It's meant for penance and austerity. And as it says in Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, how taking cold bath in the winter time or being in the kitchen and cooking when it's very, very hot. And if any of those of you who have lived in India or have lived in this, in different parts of this country, the United States, and have cooked in the kitchen over a flame in the middle of June, July, and August, it's quite an austerity. But this is what we are meant to do. We are meant to perform austerity. As I look around, I see certain devotees here. They go out on book distribution every day. And they're distributing books. They're approaching the conditioned souls to give them Krishna consciousness. And I see some of them are smiling, so you know who I'm speaking about. Then I look here in front of me, and I see then here's these wonderful devotees. And they're going out on Harinam to give the holy name to the conditioned souls. Then there's those who are cooking in the kitchen every morning, despite whether it's hot or cold. Why? To distribute prasadam, which purifies the conditioned souls. So this is the austerity, or rising early in the morning for Mangalartik. That's an austerity, despite the fact we may have been up late the night before. It can be very challenging. However, this is what, as devotees, we do. So we perform austerities. Either we perform austerities for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or we perform austerities for ourselves, for the body, which is temporary and changing, and there's no benefit to that. Because even though one may wake up early, be on the highway early in the morning, going to work, stuck in traffic, working for a company, trying to make as much money as they can, it's all very temporary, and at the end it gets all taken away. So what is the point? Now, that's not to say that we don't work and we don't make money, because that's part of being in this material world, in order to take care of ourselves, to take care of our families, to take care of the temple, to take care of the devotees. Lakshmi is necessary. But to see it in the right way, that we're working for Krishna, we're performing an austerity for Krishna, we're collecting Lakshmi, or for those of us that are working, that have jobs, that have businesses, that have to go to work every day to support the family. But to engage some of that Lakshmi in Krishna's service is very purifying. In the internet land out there, for those of you that are listening to class, you're going to work and you're performing your prescribed duty in Krishna consciousness. So, although it's not right to tell people how to feel, but, you know, please don't feel that, you know, you're doing anything wrong, because if one is chanting 16 rounds a day, following the regulative principles, whether they're coming here to the temple to worship the deities in the morning, or if they have their altar at their home and they're worshiping Krishna at their home, they're offering the prasadam to Krishna, they're taking Krishna prasadam, they're going to work, and then they're taking some of this Lakshmi and they're giving it to Krishna. They're speaking to their family about Krishna. At every opportunity, they're distributing prasadam. At every opportunity, they're giving Krishna consciousness to others. Then this is the austerity. This is the penance and austerity in this lifetime. And there's many examples of many wonderful devotees. Jayananda Prabhu, he drove a taxi, but he gave his Lakshmi to Srila Prabhupada. Satsarup Maharaj, back in the 60s, he wanted to join the temple, but he stayed working as a social worker, and he gave Lakshmi to Srila Prabhupada. So these are just a couple of examples. And Srila Prabhupada is the perfect example. He's the perfect example of what we need to follow. He also had a business. He also had a family. He also worshipped his deities. So, Krishna consciousness, again, is meant for penance and austerities. And if one has to perform an austerity, try not to avoid it. I was thinking this morning, when preparing for this class, how life is meant for penance and austerity. So sometimes I'm asked to do something which is against my nature, something that is a challenge to do, as many of us are asked to do. But if we just do it, Krishna gives us the ability to do it. Some of us may be in a certain position of management to manage the restaurant. Well, one may have never managed a restaurant before, but just by doing it and going through the motions of just being proactive and just doing it, depending on Krishna, then Krishna gives us all that ability to become managers, to manage a restaurant or manage a temple or go out and do book distribution. How many of us ever thought that we could go out, approach the public, and give them a book and tell them something about Krishna within our first months of being a devotee and ask for a contribution and be successful and be happy about it? But by absorbing ourselves in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will give us the ability to come to Him. And so this penance and austerity in this lifetime to come to Krishna is through the process of bhakti yoga. So in the Bhagavad Gita 54 and 55, I was looking at 54. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Nana Sochati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhite Param. Krishna is telling Arjuna, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. So Krishna is fulfilling all of our needs. So we have to be careful what we desire. But Krishna will fulfill our needs. Krishna gives us a place to live. Krishna gives us nice clothes to wear. Krishna gives us the most amazing foodstuffs, the most amazing friends. We sing every morning. We chant. What a process. What an amazing process. What a way to live. Sometimes people may ask, what do you do? What do you Hare Krishnas do? So for anyone who goes on book distribution or Harinam, have you ever been asked that question before? What do you do? Does someone want to care to answer? When they ask you, what do you do? What is your answer? So we want you to be happy by this process of meditation. And the example is more important than the precept. People can see that when we're out in public that there's something different about us. Even if we're not performing book distribution or on Harinam, still, people can tell that there's something different about a devotee. I have direct experience of this, even doing business. Somebody said to me, there's something special about you, and I'm not really sure what it is, but you're different than a lot of people I've met. You know, what is it that you do in life? What is... So my response is, well, I chant, I dance, and I feast. And then they asked me to explain, and then I was able to explain. So that's our life, chanting, dancing, and feasting. As Srila Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty, right? But to the conditioned soul, and that includes myself, it's a challenge sometimes. What is the difficulty? We make it difficult. It's actually a very simple process. However, due to our conditioning and so much time in this material world, we We have some work to do. But again, we're getting that taste. Like, why is everybody sitting here? Why are we sitting here discussing Srimad Bhagavatam? Why do we chant 16 rounds a day? Why do we follow the four regulative principles? Why are we worshiping Krishna? Why are we in Guru Puja? Why are we in Mangal Arti? Why are we singing? Why are we dancing? Because we have a taste. Because there's a taste there. And sometimes we do it out of duty. We do it out of, well, it's because I have to do it. I'm supposed to do it. This is what I'm meant to do in this age. You know, this is, I have a goal. I want to be purified. I want to go back to Godhead. I want to get out of the material world. So we practice Krishna consciousness. So sometimes, as previously stated, it's a challenge. It's not easy. But we get up and we do it anyway. And we associate with those who are ecstatic. Srila Prabhupada writes in the third verse of the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that faith comes from association with devotees. So if we ever feel a little bit, you know, we're on the edge, or we're a little like we're not maybe feeling it, so to speak, if we just plug in with the association of devotees, look at the result. Look what happens. We become ecstatic. We develop that faith. That faith continues. And this process is joyfully performed. 1855. Bhaktimama bijananti yavinyas chasmi tatvatata. Tato mam tabato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. That's Bhagavad Gita 1855. One can understand me, Krishna says, as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. Only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. What an amazing, amazing thing that that Krishna is telling Arjuna here. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his plenary portions cannot be understood by mental speculation, nor by the non-devotees. If anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Otherwise, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always be hidden. As already stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:25, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. He is not revealed to everyone. So Krishna being revealed to us, he's not revealed to everyone. We have to deserve it. We have to work at it, just like anything else in life. It comes with work. It comes with hard work. To climb to the top of the ladder, so to speak, of some company to become successful, you start at the very bottom and you have to work your way up. That's typically the way it is. Unless you're in a family and your father is some corporate, you know, president, and then he turns the business over to you. But this also, if we simply just practice Krishna consciousness sincerely, and there'll be challenges, but as long as we keep going and don't stop, then Krishna will give us the mercy. He will give us that taste. How many times are we in kirtan? I remember in the very first days when I joined the temple, I was in kirtan. And I can remember in the 55th Street Temple, trying to touch the roof, the ceiling of the temple room, jumping as high as I could. And it wasn't possible because the ceiling was, it wasn't as high as this ceiling, but it's higher than the ceilings when you come in the door here. But yet, I was jumping as high as I could, trying to touch the ceiling. I remember that. So how many times in kirtan are we here and we're just trying to jump as high as we can? Because we're getting a taste. It's fun. Krishna consciousness is fun. Isn't it? But we have to practice. And it means sometimes staying up later on a Sunday night, having to clean the prasadam room. Or it may mean having to put the deities to rest. It may mean having to deal with something at the temple that's going on that requires some late hours. But as long as we do it for Krishna, it's not in vain. We get benefit for it. Krishna sees what it is that we're doing. And we become so ecstatic. It's joyfully performed. Only one who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service can understand what Krishna is. University degrees are not helpful. So, here it is. We're getting the opportunity to understand who is Krishna. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Krishna creates everything. He's the source of everything. So here it is. We're getting the opportunity to understand who is the source of everything. But there's a process. So every day, keep trying, keep chanting, keep on the path. And just like a plane, everyone's, I'm assuming, has flown in a plane before. So for those of you who haven't, you can understand the analogy that sometimes the plane, when it's going from one city to another, it goes off track a little bit. There may be wind turbulence, and the plane drops. It could drop, 500 feet or 300 feet. But then the plane comes back onto the track, and it's continuing going forward towards its destination. It's not that the plane stays completely flat on its path the whole way. And when the plane is taking off, it's going up, 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 and then it levels off, and then it's a much smoother ride. But there are some bumps. There is wind turbulence. But we don't lose sight and say, we're not going to get to the destination. Although sometimes when it's a bumpy road, the plane is shaking, you may think, I hope the plane stays on path. But the point is that it's never exactly straight. There's always some type of dip where it goes from side to side. But it gets to the destination. So in the same way, this process of Krishna consciousness is so perfect that if we just stay on the path, and sometimes it's a little bit of a rocky road and there's some bumps in the road, but as long as we stay focused on what is our duty, 16 rounds, 4 regular principles, come to the temple, associate with devotees, take Krishna prasadam, offer Krishna prasadam. We all understand this. We've heard this before. Then at the end, all success will be there. And even if success is not there, and we don't make it back to the spiritual world, we have the opportunity to be born in a devotee family again. And there's times, it's unfortunate, but there are times when even a young child may pass away, and it may appear prematurely. This child was only 2 years old, 1 year old. But that child may have been in a devotee family or a different kind of a family, got the opportunity to take prasadam, born into a devotee family, gets to hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and now all success is there. So stay on this path. Stay focused on the goal. Serve Srila Prabhupada. To serve the spiritual master. to chant and dance in ecstasy every day, associate with the Vaishnavas. That faith will be there. Association is important. Good association is very, very important. So today is also a holiday. There's some special there's just four things that I wanted to mention. Of course, today is the fourth month of Chaturmasya. It's the month of Kartik. So every day for the next month, we get the opportunity to sing, to chant this wonderful song, prayers to Lord Damodar. So I'll just read a couple of things about Kartik. In that this month is very dear to Krishna, and we speak about performing austerities, because the benefit that we get during the month of Kartik is magnified. So it's very important to pray, to sing these prayers every day, worshipping Lord Damodar and offering candles to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's also on the Vaishnav calendar Sri Krishna Sharadiya Rasa Yatra. And this is the first full moon of the autumn season, marks the celebration of Krishna's dancing with the gopis. It's also the disappearance of Sri Murari Gupta. And Sri Murari Gupta Sakya Premera Bandara Prabhura Ridaya Drave Sune Dainya Yanra. Translation of that is Murari Gupta, the 21st branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was a storehouse of love of Godhead. His great humility and meekness melted the heart of Lord Chaitanya. So one word that captured my attention there was humility. So humility in the process of Krishna consciousness is very important. Tunadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnena amanide manidena kirtaniya sadahari. Humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. We speak about chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. So humility is a quality that needs to be there. Because kirtaniya sadahari, in such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And then today is Sri Lakshmi Puja. And it's said that the goddess Lakshmi is said to have emerged from the ocean of milk at Diwali. On that day, Lakshmi Puja was performed in honor of her, and as such, every year at Diwali. Okay. So I want to thank everybody for coming to Bhagavatam class. Thank everyone in internet land, in your home, listening to class. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Okay, also, I've been asked to thank Lochan Prabhu's family. Every year here in New Dwarka, they take on the austerity of preparing the ghee lamps, the ghee wicks, for us to offer to their lordships. And they do this every day. And there's trays and trays of these that they do. So we want to thank them very much for doing that service every year. Jai Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Especially they came to the program too.